name of Jesus, because you're great and greatly to be praised. Because you're high and lifted up, because there's none like you, Lord. Would you come now, Lord Jesus, and just open up the eyes of our understanding. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And the family said amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That's what you're looking for?
Yes.
That's right. These young ladies got a lot of word hung up in there.
They
wrote the Bible probably 3 or 4 times. They've been going to church since they were just back then like him. Anyway, the first experience, of course, was in the bassinet. Now, I want to tell you something about real quick. I just even the little one here, our new families and whatnot, and I appreciate our new families, and this is not a criticism at all, but it's just a short time that the new family been here with their new baby. First homeboy just wanted to see, and he just wanted to see what Jesus was. He was all over. He was looking at the cross and everything. He was just messing up stuff. And now he's just a church baby. He just sat up in there. He looked at you like that.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I know some places, they are. Highfalutin audio-visual department, and they on television, and they on radio, and they can't hear no pin drops and no babies cry, and hardly hear anybody say amen. I understand. I'm trying to wrap my mind around that too, but I do know this. Our little ones, we have y'all to be right beside us. Y'all to see you worship. Y'all to see you pray. Y'all to see you give glory. Then when you go home, they ought to see you worship. They ought to see you pray. They ought to see you give glory. Amen. So when they go out in the world, because you know what they do out there. They can hopefully remember when that church, mom and daddy,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mommy and daddy at home, we bless you, Lord.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
It's hard enough for them out there.
Yes, it is.
That wasn't on the paper. Hallelujah. We've been working on this passage in John about making disciples. And the more I study it, the more I just keep being blessed by it. And I pray that you too be blessed by it. So we've been looking at principles of making disciples, and three simple questions we have begun to study. What is a disciple? Amen.
Amen.
That was the first principle. We've been looking at that. And we're still looking at that. And two, how are disciples made? And what kind of disciple making is there? So we wanted to go out and make disciples. Amen. Because we see here in verse 8 it says herein. Verse 8, John 15. You with me? Say amen.
Yes.
Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Somebody say, there's only God's way to be a disciple, and then there's my way to try to be a disciple. Say that. There's only God's way to be a disciple, and then there's my way to try to be a disciple. Now there's people, I'm not gonna get mad. There's people who are trying to be disciples.
Why?
They might mean well. They might try hard. They might even fill up a place with a whole bunch of people. I don't know. But I do know this. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So we started looking just to catch you up real quick, and not gonna preach it again because we don't have time. Is it was the first point was we have to do what? Deny.
No one. I can't remember how many times. Over and over. Where's my book? I'll give you 100. Over. Forgive them. Suck along with them. Keep acting like a saint. Keep believing like a saint. Keep talking like a saint. Keep walking like a saint. Keep acting like a saint. Keep praying like a saint. Keep on. Have a long suffering. God is up to something. He's going to teach you how to bear much fruit. No, we want to get there. What? We want to get there. Get all on my back down. What's wrong with you? Nothing. You think the devil don't know that? You think the devil's stupid? Nothing. Nothing. Don't just go to your face and just change it. Jesus. Now go back out there and make it's good. Gentleness. Oh, you can't be a fool up in nobody trying to shop trying to make no disciples. If I could, there'd be a whole lot of cracked open heads, and there'd be a whole lot of disciples, and they could just spread everywhere. I just crack the head open and pour it in. But you got to be checked off. I'm sorry. I wish. But I'm not Jesus. I'm a disciple. I'm a learner. I'm learning too. And the one thing I've learned is that I can't force nobody to choose Jesus.
That's right.
But that doesn't make me stop being what? A disciple of Jesus Christ. And that doesn't make me stop making disciples his way. And we see, well, here's the thing that we don't really understand. When we make disciples his way, you might not even get the chance to see that thing come up. You might not get a chance to see that thing change. You might not even be around when that last breath is taken. And all that long suffering, and all that joy, and all that peace, and all the things that you have put forth to them. Russ says, they raise up their hand right at that last breath. Come on, somebody. Have you ever seen
that's
it?
That's right.
In the hospital room, they choose Jesus.
That's yes. Right.
Have anybody ever taught you or told you about that?
That's right.
Not even because of your gentleness along the way. Your goodness. Don't stop being good for goodness sake. Amen.
Amen.
God has all kind of good. And your faith will see you through.